in a land where mountains kiss the clouds and rivers whispered ancient songs, there lived a woman named Mira, known across the valleys as the Weaver of Midnight Threads. Her creations, cloaks darker than the deepest night and scarves shimmering like starlight, were said to possess a strange magic. But no one knew the price she paid for her craft until one fateful night. Mira lived on the edge of the village of Orin, her cottage surrounded by silver-leaved trees that rustled with secrets. She was kind, but distant, speaking little and working tirelessly at her loom. Her fabrics were coveted not just for their beauty, but for their rumored power. A traveler wrapped in her cloak never lost their way. A warrior wearing her tunic swore blades seemed to glance off harmlessly. Villagers whispered that she must have struck a deal with the spirits of the forest. Some claimed she stole threads from the night sky itself. The truth was stranger still. One evening, as the sun bled into the horizon, a desperate man named Calder arrived at Mira's door. His daughter had fallen gravely ill, and no healer could help. "They say your weavings can mend more than torn cloth," he pleaded. "Please, anything." Mira's gaze, cool and distant, softened. "I can weave her a tapestry," she said. "But you must understand, every thread is taken from somewhere, and all things borrowed must be repaid." Calder nodded without hesitation. "Anything." For 3 nights, Mira worked. She wove under the silver glow of the moon, her loom echoing with rhythmic creaks. With each thread she pulled, the night seemed to grow thinner, the stars flickering like candle flames caught in a breeze. On the 4th morning, she presented Calder with a tapestry glimmering with colors unseen in daylight, blues deeper than oceans, reds warmer than fire. He rushed home and laid it over his daughter. By sundown, her fever broke. She awoke smiling, life restored. But as joy spread through Calder's home, a darkness crept over Orin. Nights grew longer. The moon waned and did not return. The stars vanished one by one. Animals refused to roam after dusk, and the village plunged into an eerie twilight. People grew afraid, and suspicion turned toward Mira. A mob gathered at her cottage. "What have you done?" they demanded. "The knights are cursed!" Mira stood calm, her eyes reflecting the starless sky. "I warned you," she said. "Threads must be repaid." Calder, guilt-ridden, step forward. What must we do? She pointed to the forest beyond the village, where darkness pooled like ink. "There lies the loom of the world. Someone must return what was taken. But beware, time flows differently there. Minutes here could be years beyond." Without pause, Calder volunteered. He vanished into the trees, the darkness swallowing him whole. Days passed, weeks, no sign of him. Then, on the 13th night, as villagers kept a somber vigil, the moon reappeared, full and luminous. Stars blossomed across the sky like scattered jewels. Peace returned, but Calder never did. Mira closed her cottage door, resuming her weaving. Some say she wove a cloak that night, black as regret, and draped it over her shoulders. Others say she sang a soft song to the moon, thanking it for mercy. No one asked her for favors again. Yet if you wander the forest near Orin on a moonlit night, you might hear a loom's gentle creak and see threads of silver light trailing through the trees. And if you listen closely, a voice, soft as a breeze, might whisper, "All things borrowed must be repaid." Legends fade, but stories linger. Next time you wish for something under a starry sky, be careful what you ask for. Some debts reach beyond this world.